Now we can look at the third largest error that makes our observations not as good as they would be otherwise, and that is the receiver clock. The oscillator in receivers tend to be oven-controlled quartz crystal oscillators. While they're relatively stable, they certainly aren't as sophisticated as those that are found in the GPS satellite. They're not atomic standards, nor need they be. Obviously, the receivers that we use would be tremendously expensive if the oscillators, if the clocks that were in them, had to be of that great stability. Please recall that it really isn't necessary for a GPS receiver clock to be all that wonderful because we are solving for time. Again, four satellites because we're solving for X, Y, Z, and time. Four unknowns and therefore four observations to make the solution. However, of course, we can't get along without an oscillator in the receiver. You know that it's necessary for producing the replica code, for example, that needs to match, and the replica carrier that needs to match the incoming signal from the satellites to allow us to do ranging with GPS. So, obviously, it's necessary, but it doesn't need to be anything like an atomic standard.